Hey guys, welcome back to the Anxious Aquarius. Wow, that almost feels so weird to say because it's been so long. It's been almost 6 months. A good weird, but still weird. I wasn't sure what I wanted to make my first episode of season 3 to be about. And if I'm being totally honest, my indecisiveness on this episode topic was a major factor in my avoidance to make this episode. I was with a friend recently and she was doing my hair and we were actually talking about this and about why I really, really needed a break from just creating in general. And she suggested that this is exactly what I should talk about in the episode because everyone can relate to this feeling and benefit from a conversation about it. So shout out to Lauren, you da bomb, and thanks again for my hair. So let's rewind to a few months ago when I last posted an episode for season 2. I had been at a newish job for, at that point, 2 months, and I was trying to adjust to that as well as I could. My mental health was not in a very good place, and I felt this pressure to keep going and keep creating episodes even though I wasn't in a good headspace. I just wasn't in the right headspace for it. Looking back now, I realized that no one really made me feel that pressure. That pressure was me. It was me putting it on me. I felt like I was in a really shitty spot when all of my ideas and everything I had come up with just felt like trash. I was being so hard on myself. I hated every idea that I had. I was basically in a really bad writer's block along with a block for the rest of my life. So honestly, just an entire life block, not just in my writing. I didn't feel like I was I was telling myself that I was taking care of myself mentally, but I really don't think I was. I knew that I really needed to take a break and just disappear for a while. But once the thought crossed my mind, I immediately told myself, no. I totally convinced myself that if I took a break, I would lose everything I had worked for. I would lose all of my listeners, I would lose my ad sponsorship, and everything would just be gone. But then I remembered what all of this that I created was all about. I remembered what I talk about and what others tell me they're going through, and I remember that I am not being a very good friend to myself like I would be to somebody else. If a friend came to me and said, I'm feeling lost, I feel like I'm running on fumes, but I don't want to take a break because I'm worried about what that might mean for me, the last thing I would tell them is, nope, you just need to suck it up and don't you dare take a break. What a shitty friend that sounds like. So I finally decided no matter what, this is what I needed. I need to be a good friend to myself. I need to take a second to go off the path for a while and find my way back later. I got a little lost. And even though getting lost sounds like a negative, sad thing, it really wasn't. Getting lost can sometimes lead to finding places you would have moved right past had you stayed on the path you were already heading on. Getting lost leaves room for breaks and catching your breath. After a while, I was afraid to start again. I was honestly afraid to check the Instagram page for my podcast because I thought no one would even notice I hadn't been posting episodes. So finally one day I checked and I was so surprised to see that I had so many messages from listeners, old and new, who were still listening to old episodes and wanted to check on me, telling me to take my time and come back when I was ready. And this kind of community was exactly why I wanted to start this. To be surrounded by other human beings who not only wanted to take what I had to offer, but to also give what they had to offer back. No expectations, no disappointment, just love and understanding and patience. So if you are facing a hard decision, whatever it may be, and the decision is ultimately choosing between yourself or choosing what others may think of you or what they're expecting from you, I really hope that you choose you. I hope you're choosing yourself first. I've had a lot of time for thinking of ideas for new podcast episodes, so stay tuned for those. For now, I'm going to plan to ease my way back in and post at least every other Sunday, but if I'm feeling up to it and I'm able to, I may just post as many Sundays as I can in between. As always, if there are any topics you'd like me to talk about, please send me a message, and I'd be so glad to. Sending you all the love. Thank you again for being here and not leaving me and taking this time for yourself. Until next time, bye.